FDA's damnation of electronic cigarettes. It has been established for a very long time now that tobacco smoke is very bad for one's health and causes countless millions of deaths across the world each year. Cigarette smoking is probably the most detrimental thing that any person can do for the health. The Food and Drug Administration, FDA, was given the legal jurisdiction over tobacco in 2009. So it would be sensible to think that the focus on the FDA would be to reduce the level of smoking in the general population and save tens of thousands of lives and benefit the health of millions more. Unfortunately, the FDA has not done very little to this effect. But when it comes to electronic cigarettes, they seem to be getting involved in all the wrong ways. Electronic cigarettes are a very new device on the market and offer the potential to improve the health of millions of cigarette smokers by allowing them to get their nicotine fix via an e-liquid instead of tobacco. Thus, all the harmful side effects of tobacco smoking are avoided. However, there are many anti-e-cigarette groups around who are spreading misinformation about e-cigs that are not based on scientific fact. These groups may be from the anti-cigarette factions, but also some of them are being funded by pharmaceutical companies. These companies do not wish to see their profitable nicotine patches and nicotine gum business being demolished by a more effective cessation product. However, if tobacco companies were funding anti-ECIG group, the FDA would quickly put a stop to it. But what the FDA is now doing is to decide if electronic cigarettes are a tobacco product or not. If the FDA does decree that e-cigs are a tobacco product, it could have a detrimental effect on the burgeoning vaping sector. It would quickly lead to a fall in the number of smaller independent e-cig manufacturers and distributors, thus forcing the sales into the larger enterprises and big tobacco companies and thus driving up the price. Meanwhile, in Europe in October, the EU voted on a wide-ranging bill regarding the control of tobacco. There was again extensive lobbying from the pharmaceutical industry to try to curb the growth of electronic cigarettes by making them become a medicine. Fortunately for those who enjoy electronic cigarettes, the classification as medicine did not occur. As electronic cigarettes are such a new device on the market and are causing so much controversy, it is inevitable that they will be regulated in the coming years. There are obvious rules that should apply, like not allowing persons under 18 to buy them. However, if the restrictions that are put in place become too restrictive for companies, it will stifle innovation and will lead mainly to higher costs. What must not be lost sight of during all these debates about the worthiness of e-cigs is that their use is not as bad as tobacco smoking, and if they result in people smoking less tobacco, it can only be seen as a good thing for human health.